That's what we've been called to. We've been reconciled to God, and now God says to us, now reconcile others. Show them who I am. You know, Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He made known the Father, didn't he? Isn't that what he did? That's what he says he did. He made known the Father. Now we have been made sons and daughters. We also now make known the Father. If we know who he is, if we have a relationship with him, if we enjoy the fellowship that we've been called to, like it says in 1 John, you know, our fellowship truly is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is what we participate in during the course of our lives. Yeah, we have all that stuff to do out in the world, but it's our fellowship with God that really brings the fullness of joy into our lives. You know, like our fellowship here is a joy when we all have our head focused on the right stuff. When we're focused on the grace of God, on all the things that we have because of God's goodness, the way He heals us, the way He takes care of every detail in our lives, those things, we know what He has done for us and we enjoy that together. We share that grace. That's what the book of Acts, after the day of Pentecost, when all those people were born again, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, right? And they shared grace. They shared it amongst each other. They said, isn't God wonderful? Isn't God good? You know, He hasn't abandoned us. Even though, you know, many of them had abandoned the Messiah. As a nation, they turned their back on Him. They allowed Him to be crucified. And yet God still stepped back in the gap and said, I still love you. If you'll accept Him, I love you. And they did. They believed. They were born again. They were made God's sons. And they shared that grace one with another. They had great joy. They had all things that they needed. And they all that was required to do it was to have a heart for God in their own individual lives. And then, as we maintain that fellowship, we can have a great impact on other people because we can make the Father known. We can really show people who God is. You know, by us loving them, us, you know, being willing to forgive. Now, some people aren't willing to forgive unless somebody does something for them to, you know, show that they're worthy. But then again, God said, you know, even when you were dead in sins, I made you alive. You know, so forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, that's ultimately where you get to in the practical part of that in Ephesians, right? We're to, you know, forgive as God forgives. We're to love as God loves. That's what makes Him known. And then to show people the power that is there. And the power will be there as we allow God to inspire us in any one of those situations that we find ourselves. You know, whether it be with someone who just has, you know, no willingness to believe or not, there could be something you could say. And if there's something there, then there's something there. If there's not anything there, then you don't have to make anything up. But it's to endeavor to walk by the Spirit of God, to be speaking as God gives you the inspiration to speak. Sometimes it's by revelation. Sometimes it's just by inspiration. Right? Sometimes there's nothing to say because maybe they're not ready to hear yet. You know? So you don't say anything. If it's not there, you don't say it. You don't say, oh, I've got to say something. and that's not how to get through to their hearts. How did Peter get to their hearts on the day of Pentecost? He spoke by the Spirit. And that pierced through to their hearts. And that causes a change. It causes them to say, whoa, I think I need to change my thinking. I need to do something different. And we never push people to that point. We have to allow God to work. We can suggest, we can love, we can say the truth all the time, as much as we have an open door to say it. And then we allow God to work. You know? And there are great things that can transpire. And all of us have those moments in our lives when we see people that we love respond. And they respond partially because of what we have done for them as we have endeavored to represent our Heavenly Father and their willingness to receive and respond to it. It is our privilege to reconcile people to God, right? In 2 Corinthians, isn't that where that is? 2 Corinthians 5. And the whole heart of our lives lies in this, in verse 14. It begins there. It's all about the love of Christ constraining us, right? When we recognize how much love Jesus Christ had to fulfill the will of God and do what He did, make Himself the offering for sin, for our sin, on our behalf. You know, that constrains us. That's what shows us, you know, that, wow, this is worth responding to. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again, was raised again. You know, now we choose, because we see that great love that he had, then we make that decision, we make that choice to say, okay, I will now live my life for you. You gave your life for me, now I can live for you. I can represent you. I can endeavor to speak on your behalf. And if that is within our heart, then the words will always be there if there's something that God knows could be said to change someone's life, to bring them to know that God's there for them. In verse 16, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more. You know, this is not how we know Him. We don't know Him as the gospel, Jesus of Nazareth. We know Him now as the one who was raised from the dead, ascended and seated on the right hand of God, which is where now we sit with Him, right? That's how we focus. That's how we know Him. Not the one, you know, who was argued with sometimes and rejected. But we know Him as the one who was raised and glorified. And that's how we are to look at each other also. We know each other in Christ, and that's what we focus on. That's what we focus on. We have to. So, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. This is where our lives begin to change. You know, is when we focus on that, on what we have in Christ. And in doing that, then we can step further into the calling of God, which is the ministry of reconciliation. You know, to wit that Christ was God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Him. Oh, I'm sorry, verse 18. All things have become new. Those all things are of God. They're not of our own doing. They're of God. You know, when we endeavor to speak for God, speak on His behalf, that's nothing we do. We just make a decision and we allow Him to work and inspire us. And if we have that compassion, you know, that Patty was talking about, that compassion on people to really love them, to really, you know, yank them out of the pitfalls they're in. Sometimes that's what it takes. You know, but it's something that is done by the Spirit. These things are new that God does in us, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what we have. That's the service that we can provide for people, is reconciling them back to God, showing them who He is. Jesus Christ showed us who He is. Now we do that for others. We do that. I mean, and that's a great privilege, and that's our purpose. That's our ultimate goal, is to do that, to reconcile someone, one person, back into the arms of their Heavenly Father. And what it takes every member of the body of Christ. You know, you can reach someone that I can't reach. I can reach someone that you can't reach. I don't have the patience for some people. You may have the patience. See? But that's what all of us are called. All of us are enabled with the same enablements, and we all have that Spirit of Christ within. And so we can do what God puts in our path to do. You know, but it's all with a view toward reconciling men and women back to God. You know, that's really our calling. Yeah, we should never forget that. You know, sometimes we do forget that. Sometimes we forget it because there's so much unbelief out there in the world that we want to try and get the whole world to believe. And yet God says, you just, you know, just one at a time. Just one at a time. You know? Christ, yeah, he spoke to multitudes at times, but the real impact of his life was on the individuals. That's why there's so many records in the Gospels about him dealing with individuals. Right? He never ministered healing to multitudes at once. He ministered the healing to them, and he could have, I guess. He could have just waved his hand and said, everybody's healed. Go home. I guess he could have done that, but it's the love of God to show each individual that they are loved and cared for by God. See? And so one person at a time. I mean, the Spirit of God, you know, works within you just the same way that it worked within Jesus Christ. If you and I have the heart and the desire to do the work that Jesus Christ did, which was to make known the Father. Make Him known. Make Him known. That's our ministry, to reconcile. To wit, to know, verse 19, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You know, we can speak words that reconcile people, that bring them back. It's not just going chapter and verse all the time, although the majority of what we say will be chapter and verse because we love this Bible so much. We love this Word of God so much, right? We could say it, rephrase it, it would still be the same truth, wouldn't it? As if we would, I mean, you know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Right? We could say it quoting it, or we could say it, you know, in other ways. Do you know how much God loved you? He gave His only begotten Son for you. He would have done it just for you. If no one else, He would have done it for you. You know, we can say it in different ways. We can quote it. And when we say it, you remember that old thing we used to say, scripture and verse, please? Whatever we say, we should be able to go to the scripture and say, this is why I believe this. This is why I say this. But it's that word of reconciliation that we speak as we're inspired by God to speak it. And that's when we become those true ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled unto God. You know, this is our prayer for people to know who God is and to come back to Him. You know, to be reconciled. Get back together. This is a great thing. You know, whether they're born again or whether they're unbelievers, we can still get them to the place of believing. How do we do that? Well, if the Spirit of God can do it. It can. If we have a desire to do it. And that's the whole point in what God has called us to. God's called us to, you know, this great life. This life which is more than abundant in every way. This life that, you know, can be full of joy. Regardless of what's going on around us. This life that can really see a God who heals us of all our diseases, forgives us of all our sins, all our iniquities, removes them as far as the east is from the west. Knowing God that way, and knowing that God who does those things as your Father, you know, that is really such a great joy. We have to focus on those things, though. You know, we have to remember, oh yeah, who am I? Who am I? I'm not this person in the flesh, really. Well, I am, but that's just carrying the treasure. Yeah. All this flesh is doing is carrying that great treasure that God has put within me, that God has put within you. Right? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power is of God and not of us. The power, the glory comes from God, not from our flesh, not from who we are in the flesh, but who we are made in Christ. Amen. To just live that way and enjoy that is such a great way to live. But sometimes, we forget, we get distracted, whatever. But this is what God's called us to. This is what God wants us to know. And to have a passion for. That when we are face to face with an individual, boy, we can love them with the love of God. We can help them the way they need to be helped. And thereby, maybe make the Father known to them. A little bit greater than the way they've known Him before. And some people will never listen. They'll never respond. It's like, you cast your pearls before swine sometimes. Even though the Lord said, it's not a good idea. You're wasting your time. Wasting your pearls. But how do we know that? Well, we know. We know. in our heart we know. Because it's God that works within you to will and to do of His good pleasure. God wants everyone to be saved. He wants everyone to accept those pearls. And live abundantly. And live blessed. But sometimes, the piggies, they're going to be piggies. And you're not going to make the piggy a little lamb. I don't know what that means. But we reach out with the love of God. All in light of doing that. And when we do that, there will be people there. Like I think, Patty prayed in her prayer. It was like, we're not finished yet. God, You have more people. There are more people out there that really desire to know God. And who else to show them? If we know God, God will allow us to show Him. And we do. We do know our Heavenly Father a little bit. So, it's a joy to remember that. It's a joy to continue to pray and desire that we can be a part of reconciling someone. We can be a part, perhaps, of getting a person to the point of where they're dead to being alive in Christ. Wow, what a privilege that is, to get someone born again. What a joy. And if we look forward to that and anticipate that, God will allow us the privilege to do it. Because nobody else is going to do it. Right? That's what He's called us to do. That's what He's made us His sons and daughters for. Yeah, we have great perks, we have great benefits as being His children, being seated with Him, righteous before Him, sanctified, all those things. We have great things that we are entitled to because of what God has done for us by His grace. And so, we can seek to impart that to someone else. That can be our passion. Because I think the world really needs it. As the world continues to grow worse and worse, to get darker and darker, as, the Word says, it'll get worse and worse. It needs the light of God's Word living in our hearts more and more. So, just a little bit of encouragement there for you guys this morning. And for myself too. I every time I go to the Word, it encourages me. A lot of times I speak to myself. I teach myself and then I know I'm getting through to someone. Me. Getting through to me. And if anybody else benefits from it, that's wonderful. That's great. So... Anyway. So, Father, we are grateful for that calling that You have called us to, that we can see our lives as big as You see them. That, Father, we stand in awe of Your goodness, of Your grace, and how that You have somehow brought us back to You. And that, Father, we can be a part of doing that for someone else. Thank You that we are Your ambassadors for Your Son, Jesus Christ, and that we can represent Him with all honesty and all the love in our hearts, Father, as we seek to speak for You and speak on Your behalf every day. Father, thanks for the great things that You do for each of us, those little things and those big things, whether it's just, you know, little, seemingly little things, but then those big things when we need them. You're always there for us in everything, and we're so grateful. Grateful, God, that You have made Yourself known to us and that we can fellowship with You. Thanks, Father, for continuing to open doors for us to share Your grace and Your love with others. And Father, that You just bring them to us. And Father, that You provide laborers for this great harvest. That You continue to work in people's hearts and to open the eyes of their understanding as we speak for You. Thanks, Father, for these things and just for Your greatness. In that wonderful name of Jesus Christ.